So the first message is, and I think this has been reiterated throughout, that climate change poses a challenge to all elements of the food system and undermines our efforts to achieve the four dimensions of food security. That's a straightforward message, and there's a lot of evidence on this. There's similarly a lot of evidence on the extent to which agroecological approaches are able to provide a systemic response to those systemic challenges. So first point. Second point, there is, let's say, continuously a claim being made in some policy fora that portrays agroecology as something that is basically designed to keep people in sort of subsistence situations forever, or that is sort of considered to be backward. And I think we have heard a lot of cases during the past 2 days that have shown that the opposite is true, that sort of that there is innovative potential within agroecology that really is unmatched when it comes to other agricultural development paradigms.